Blog Talk Radio.
Some kind of music. Kind of guy. Who kind of take off? Hey. Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe. With my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. Hating on the low, I been new, I been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake, but it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming, they witnessed it daily. Whole scratching, they messy, bitches be broken, be petty. Hate on the low in this show, cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, staying down, got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for sure. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe. With my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight, you ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new. That they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window. But I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up. And you still broke my feet up. Got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, on fresh stop.
What? Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe. With my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
What's happening, world? Welcome back. Supreme gratitude to those that listen to other shows when we took a break. I think that was our longest break that we ever took in 6 years. We're going to talk about it today, man.
We're going to be caught up.
Welcome to Real Adult Talk with SG and my awesome sauce co-host, Mo Benz. What it do, Mo?
What's up, people? What's up, world? It's good to hear. You know, good to be back. You know what I'm saying? So we took a little 2 week summer vacay, but we back like we never left. So let's do it.
The good part about doing your own thing is doing your own thing. You know, and we always hear, and this is both of our outlets. You know, but we're gonna talk about why the 2 week was here and all that good stuff, man. Mo, shout out to Top 5, which is the same, if I'm not mistaken, that United States is on the list in no particular order. Brazil is on the list. Finland is on the list. South Africa is on the list. And what was the last? Scotland, I think. No.
Brazil been coming too.
Brazil is high up there on the list too. So
yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
Okay,
it's one
Brazil.
Of them. Shout out to all of y'all out there listening. Yes.
Man, supreme gratitude for your love and your support. Mo, how was your summer vacation?
Yeah, my summer vacation was cool. You know what I'm saying? So my summer vacation right now is called Making Room for New Energy. So I say that because, like, my wife is in Cleveland right now. She'll be back in the next couple of days. You know, we took some time off from the show. I got a chance to re-get connected back with Facebook because I'm going to be launching the world-famous Chop-Up, you know, the Tuesday edition this coming Tuesday. So interior decorating been back on point, you know what I'm saying, hunting real estate deals. So my 2 weeks has just been a grind, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's cool because, you know, I'm talking to my peoples in Cleveland. Everybody, you know, seems to be doing well and blessings. So it's kind of like a, you know, a feeling like, damn, I wish I could be there, but damn, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was there all summer last year, you know what I'm saying? And this year I just want to, like, you know, get motivated on some different things and set up some new avenues. So, you know, I'm just grinding, you know what I'm saying? Right now a lot of people have been enjoying their vacation. And it was great to see people back outside. It was good to see that you know what I'm saying, got overseas. And I'm just patiently waiting my turn. So, you know, that's how my 2 weeks have been. How was yours, though? That's the real
man.
Everybody want to know what's up with Black men, you know what I mean?
Let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you something. It has been impeccable. And so just like to catch y'all up, we had technical difficulties last week. So we wasn't there, but honestly, I was still tired, okay? I was still drained. And, you know, I'm talking to Mo, and Mo was like, hey, you know, let's just catch up. You know what I'm saying? Let's just,
yeah.
just go next week. And I'm like, okay,
yeah.
You know, like I was still drained. So the last time we talked, I was preparing for my trip to the Bahamas. I went to Bahamas that Thursday, came back, actually got back into Atlanta that Monday night, okay? So this is actually my first time out of the country. And
oh, nice, okay.
I feel like it's not done enough. You know what I'm saying? We're not tapping into this energy enough because it's so freaking different outside of the States. The good and the bad, right? The good and
yeah,
the fucking
true.
Bad.
True. I'm glad you said that balance. That's nice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the energy is just the things that we worry about and we be stuck in our head in the United States. They not doing none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't even worry about racism because, you know, Bahamas Islands, that's the British, the you know, British Islands or however they want to say that. But
okay.
The white people come there. That's a black place. You feel me?
Yeah.
It's like Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? Coming here with all this craziness, you got to run the races out because this is a black city. You feel me?
Facts,
so just
facts.
Being there and just talking to them like, this is a black place. So when the white people come here, they're not showing no racism over here.
Yeah,
you
they fall in
like,
line. Yeah, they fall in line. Yeah.
It's all black people that run this place, the politicians and so on and so forth. So my husband, like, just was showing me so much and just how the culture is so different. You know what I'm saying? There. You feel me? That's where my husband is from.
Yeah.
So
oh,
it was
nice.
Just so
all
amazing.
Right. That's
what's up. The food, you know, I couldn't really get down with the food. That's the
oh,
one thing
like
I
fishing.
Couldn't. Well,
fishing,
you know, I don't eat nothing from
oh,
the
that's
sea
right.
or ocean, you know, or the lake.
Oh,
so
yeah,
that
so,
was
yeah,
a...
Yeah.
That, okay. If I did that, yeah. that would have been a completely different ball game, okay? But
yeah, we don't want to do that.
I don't, so me finding food, but that's not all it's about. Like, they be cooking, like crab rice and, you know what I'm saying, goat and all types of stuff.
Yeah.
That fit. I'm like, I had some goat so good, you understand me? I don't think that nobody over here can nail the goat the way that they nailed this goat. It was just such an amazing time. Very welcoming, you know, family extremely welcoming, family extremely awesome. we sitting on the block. We sitting in the hood, right? Hanging out. Mm-hmm. Like this is it. You know what I'm saying? You know, whenever I'm with my husband, I'm extremely comfortable because I done a lot of firsts with him. You know what I'm saying? I done gave him his opportunity for a first. You know what I'm saying? So it's one of those things that I'm extremely comfortable.
And,
so
and then when you start traveling together, that's when it's like, because I love traveling with my wife. You know what I'm saying? So we always have a good time. So shout out to that. You know what I'm saying? That's that black love overseas. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up.
Right. Like, man, it was no situation where I'm sitting here like, oh, I'm scared, I'm nervous. Never had. Okay, I got nervous one time. I did. Right.
Okay.
So I'm in a foreign country. And so he knows this island like the back of his hand. He grew up on this island, and we just riding. I never know where we're going. You know what I'm saying? It's just like get in the car, and he went on this off road one time, right? This is the first time, but the second time I got nervous. He went on this off road, and it was just a little dirt road, a lot of dirt roads over there. And I said, it's a bunch of puddles down this road. Where you going? He said, take you to my spot. And I'm like, man, if you don't get back on this main road, my phone ain't finna work back here. Now, everything, we on a whole island, right? So my mind went to going left a little bit, and I stopped. I said, man, he got me, you know. And then he took me to one of the most beautiful places on the island. It was so amazing. Man, over there smoking, man. It's like cigarettes is like $15 a pack. They don't even push Newports over there. They push like Aspens and, you know, other things that we ain't even heard of over here. You know what I'm saying? So that was different. Drinking, my trip was tequila-based. So I stuck with the tequila, had a couple of beers. Of course, I had to try Bahamian beers, tried a couple of different type of Bahamian beers and figure out the one that I actually like. Went out, you know what I'm saying, enjoyed some music and, you know, they get lit. You know, they don't have, like, you know, they have events, but it's like this day of the week you could go here and it's turnt. You know what I'm saying? This day of the week you can go here and it's turnt. The island coming out. The water completely beautiful. Because he was taking me everywhere, I did not spend as much time in the ocean as I thought I would have. Because, you know, like when I go on my trips and, you know, I have to do real famous chop up, I'm like, man, I was in the ocean all day, or I didn't get a lot of time in the ocean because we was just going. And I'm like, you know, for black folks, I don't know why we feel like we go on vacation and we got to keep moving. The vacation means get in the bed, relax.
Yeah, sometimes you get that solitude. Yeah, that just chillness. You know
what I mean? we didn't have that. We didn't have a lot. I think one day we probably slept a little later than we normally did, but it wasn't a lot of that. You know what I'm saying? Because, of course, you know, we where he's from. And he was so excited to show me his culture and introduce all of his family and so on and so forth. So I get it. But it was crazy. And then, you know, the police is different. So, you know, they drive on the opposite side of the road than we do. Which I said, why the hell does this make so much sense to me? Like, when I got in, I've seen it in movies. But when I got there, I'm like, yo, this shit makes so much sense because you're not turning in front of a bunch of cars all the time. These cars turning on their side of the road. Like, why the hell are we opposite of that? This is crazy. So it made a lot of sense with and then, you know, they have both cars. So they have, you know, the cars with the steering wheel on the left. They have the cars with the steering wheel on the right. So that was, like, super cool to see, you know. A lot of nice cars, too. You know, you didn't see a bunch of raggedy, broke-down cars and stuff like that. A lot of nice cars. It's like, hey, you know, you are here on this island, you know. And so we had a little incident, you know, encounter with the police. And that was a culture shock, right?
Oh, shit, what happened?
It was completely different than anything that would have happened in the United States. You know what I'm saying? Unless you were white, okay? You know, they're very known there. And so the police just whip up, you know, like you don't even see them coming. Like, it's almost like they jump from behind the tree and just boom, they're there. And they jump out, you know, driver's license registration, you know what I'm saying? Just walking around the car, looking at the car, da 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 da. He said, I don't have license. They let us go, like, because they knew him. Like, okay. He was like, you can drive with beer. You get a ticket for having a beer open when you're driving. I was like, what? He had a beer in his hand, but it wasn't open. He had just finished the one beer. He went and got another beer. He was like, you get a ticket if you have an open beer in your hand. I was like, what? I was like, they call that DUI and all other types of eyes and trying to get some money. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, it's crazy. They set up roadblocks to give tickets. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's basically it. Like, it's so different than here. Of course, everybody has their means of wanting to get money, you know, in their country. But it was just a culture shock. And I was like, man, I really got to get the fuck out of the United States more. I'm ready to go back, you know, and we just left. And I'm like, I'm ready to go back because now I want a place. You know what I'm saying? I really want a place over there, you know, whenever it's not hurricane season.
I would say, a lot of people up here, you know, in New York, you know, because the island is heavy up here. So, you know, a lot of people got houses there, you know what I'm saying, where they can go back and forth. So I definitely feel that.
Man, you can buy land and build your own house, and it's like so cheap. But the only thing about that is that the houses there, unless you like own the millionaire side or something like that, the houses don't have ACs in them, like central air and heat in them. But these are like nice houses, you know. They're brick houses. Of course, you're on an island; all their houses are brick. And they spacious as hell on the inside. So you can see this house, and then when you get in there, you be like, golly, where did all this room come from? Nice, big, spacious house. So even the houses in the hood ain't hood houses. Our houses in the hood look like hood houses. You know what I'm saying? not so much there, you know? And people, you see all your people, you know, doing things. Of course, you know, everybody feel like you can do better, you can do more. I met some cool people there. A lot of drinking. We stayed at the resort, but we stayed on the road. A lot of rain while I was there. But the thing about being on the island is, versus being on, you know, in the States, is I guess you can see the clouds rolling. So they roll so fast, like it can be a torrential downpour, and 5 minutes later, you can just look and see it going down the road. Like it don't like.
Oh, you see it pass through, huh?
Yeah, you like every last one of them. You see it pass through. You can get a big cloud. We got a big cloud, I think, on Friday night or Saturday night. There was a lot of thundering and lightning, and you know the rain, and then boom, it's gone. And then you got a bunch of puddles. So it drop a lot of water. So I'm like, just imagine if this was like a hurricane coming through here. I know this thing going out because. Just with the water that it was dropping, and it wasn't no little rain. It wasn't no little rain showers. It was some big storms that was hitting out there. Of course, being
hurricane season,
we didn't know that it was a tropical storm sitting right outside of the island passing through. That same tropical storm passed the Bahamas and came and hit Fort Lauderdale. So, of course, you know, that's what extended my mission out because none of us was thinking about this, and he's like a type of person, like, we don't fear none of this. Like, it is what it is. We're used to it. So a tropical storm hit when we were there, but we were still out. So I was like, imagine if it's a hurricane, though. I know them things dropping a lot of damn water, because if this is what a tropical storm drops, shit.
Yeah, hurricane? Shoot, man.
Yeah, so we ended up, I was supposed to be back here Sunday night, and the storm that came through, it delayed the flights from coming into the Bahamas, and then when the storm passed through, the flights in Fort Lauderdale got delayed because I went through Fort Lauderdale, and then I'll give you guys a little segment on how I booked my travel, so, you know, just a little one-on-one because it's not as expensive as you think it is. So our flight was delayed in Fort Lauderdale, and it was actually 2 hours and something late coming to get us from Bahamas. So therefore, I missed my connecting flight. And for going back, they only had JetBlue within the time frame that could align with my flight coming from the Bahamas. And JetBlue only had one flight going to Atlanta, like, you know what I'm saying, at a certain time of day. And so I missed that flight. So JetBlue was courteous enough to reschedule me on the next flight for the next night without any charge because, you know, everything had grounded. And the next flight for the next night, and so I actually got a chance to spend time with my oldest brother. I told you guys, we don't talk about him much, but he's the one that works for the military. He's out in the ocean all the time, 4 months on, 4 months off. Very successful book author. You know, just,
oh, nice.
Just you know,
oh, that author just runs for y'all family, huh? Y'all
all right. Yeah, he's super vetted. He's been in Fort Lauderdale for, I want to say, he's been in Fort Lauderdale. I think he went down there when he was about 2021, and he is about 44 now, about to be 45, something like that. So he's been down there well over 20 years, very successful, you know, down there doing his thing. So I got to spend time with him, and he took me back to the airport at about 5:30, right, just to be on the safe side because of all the flight delays. And then the flight was still delayed again. But this time we still got to go out. We were supposed to leave at 8:20. We left at about 9:45-ish, 10 o'clock, and, you know, got back into Atlanta. I got home a little bit after 1, so I was just happy, but I was exhausted, right? And so you don't really you don't feel it until you come back. Thankfully, it was no jet lag because we're on the same time zone. But, baby, I had sunburn like a day or two later. I was feeling the sunburn. When I first came back here and ate the meat here, my stomach was sick. I was like, what the world is this? Like, everything is just completely, like, different, you know. And my only struggle was finding something good that I wanted to eat. There, because guess what? They don't eat out a whole lot there. There's plenty of places to eat from, but they don't eat out a lot. They cook they butt off there. Everywhere you go, somebody, oh, mama's finna cook, or they just cook. Like, they cook.
Wow,
right?
So
their culture.
You wasn't eating no seafood. What you was eating out there?
Okay, so his mommy, you know, was cooking, and so I had some rice and peas and goat. They called it a different name. I forgot what it was. Some rice and peas and goat. So I had that, and I was like, okay, that shit was fire. And then he had some fish and something, a little bit of the goat. And then he said something about the KFC being the best one, you know, being better.
Yeah. Everybody talking about
better.
The KFC.
So,
yeah.
So I KFC went to KFC. That was not it, okay? It was nasty.
That was not it.
And then
it wasn't it.
I was like, nah, I love me some KFC, but that ain't it. So I tried the KFC there. We had the kids one day because we took one day and just, you know. And so then we went to, like, one of the kids wanted a burger or something. So we went to Wendy's. That tasted completely different. Not to say it was a bad thing. It just tasted completely different. You know what I'm saying? Than
wow,
the food here. Their meat there
wow.
tasted different. So I was like, a little off. Then we went to this little restaurant, and then we had, like, so they like chicken and fries, right? But, like, the chicken and fries is like a leg quarter. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, you get an extra piece of leg quarter for this amount. So every time, like, I ate, like, we ate together because he, like, he don't eat a lot. So basically the chicken was dry as hell. And so I was like, that was a miss. And then I wasn't
that ain't
eating. Yeah, like, but the way that I was moving, I wasn't eating a lot anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so it was like,
you just need a little something
get
to get your energy
up,
and that was it.
Yeah, and the hit my stomach right because we drank it, and then that's it, right?
Yeah.
And so I found a Polo Tropical, and I was so happy, right, because we don't have Polo Tropical here in Atlanta. So I found a Polo Tropical, and I went there. I got some ribs with the rice and peas, right? And then I had I added some onions to the side. And so he was like, why did you order, you know, all that food? I'm like, because, you know, we both eating off this plate. But I threw the onions and the rice and peas. And then I had got a side of corn, and I threw the corn in there, right? And he was like, what the hell are you making? And that shit was so fire. He was like, damn, that shit was fire.
Yeah,
I didn't even like their ribs. Like, it's something about how they cook the ribs that kind of, like, dries them out or something. I have no idea. But I didn't like the ribs at all. And I was like, damn, you know, it was still hit or miss. So basically the rice and peas and the corn with the onion mix, like, that shit was so fire. So that's what we ate. You know what I'm saying? And he was like, man, you put some shit together. Then I was like, man, I know about Polo Tropical. So that was like my last meal leaving out of there. You know what I'm saying? Like doing it that way. Because I was just like, it kept being a hit and miss situation. And I just was like, fuck it. So my focus wasn't on food because we was just turning up, you know? And that's how I survived. I'm like, it's only 4 days, so, you know, I'll figure, you know, if you're there, you're going to go and cook your own stuff. Right? So, you know, you can have a better chance at that. But it was real miss with the food thing. And then, you know, I drink spring water. I don't like purified water. And, of course, they didn't have any spring water. But even though it's an island, I'm sure that there's some type of fresh water that's there. But then that's something else that they could really tap into to bottle fresh water, right? To bottle, like, that type of water. If possible, but they didn't have, like, spring water there. So I was drinking purified water, and my body was just, like, not okay with that. So when I came back home, when I got to Fort Lauderdale, the first bottle of spring water I drank, I went to the bathroom 10 times. Like, it just flushed out all of the other water that I kept trying to put in my body to keep me hydrated while I was drinking. So that was crazy. I had coconut water. They sell coconut water in the can.
Yeah, coconut water is good. So, okay.
Yeah, that was really, really good. That was really good. So, yeah, I mean, just a lot of, like, boating, and we didn't have too much of a dull moment. You know, the resort, being in the pool at the resort, et cetera, et cetera. So, It was super cool. It was like super duper cool. So, that was my trip there. So then when I came back, I was still drained because I got back Monday night, and I had to go, you know, start back to business come, you know, Tuesday, and so I was really not getting the right amount of sleep. Like for some reason, because it's still getting the house in order, trying to get aligned, and you know, jumping back into my normal routine. And then Friday I had to go back to Florida to take my dad back to Florida because I had to go pick him up to Florida so he can stay here with the kids. And I had to take him back that Friday. So that was another, you know, trip. And then that was like, you know, 8-9 hours last Friday. So basically, you know, it was just me getting in the routine. So after Sunday, I started catching my rest. Today I caught great rest, you know, got the house in order. Been doing my cleansing and all of this stuff. Like now it's like back to normal, back aligned, back to the basics, you know, getting everything together. So it was beautiful. I really suggest you and your wife go. I was sitting on the phone with my homegirl and he was like, why are you calling him? You're supposed to be on vacation. I was like, man, if my homegirl was here, we would be in some bald headed hell for shit. You understand me? We would be like, and I got to go, the resort had a swim up bar. So I went in there to the swim up bar and I just paid attention. I'm in there swimming around. And I'm just ordering drinks, and he came and got me. He was like, yeah, you've been in here long enough. So I was like, okay. And then I left out of there, and then I was like, damn, I ordered like 4 drinks just sitting in the swim-up bar. And you drank them so fast because they put like the ice in it, so you end up drinking them fast. But it was beautiful, man. I was like, boy, if I was out here with one of my home girls.
Look at you. You like, what?
We would have been litty itty, but I'm grateful to have taken a trip with my husband. That was a great, you know, coming back together, kumbaya moment for us.
Yeah,
and
you need those.
I didn't pay a lot of money, okay? So here's the thing. Okay. There is a direct flight from Atlanta to the Bahamas. Mind you, it's only like a 2.5-hour flight, if that, right? Like, it's not far at all.
Wow.
So there is a direct flight, but that direct flight is like $600-something, right? And I wasn't thinking properly because I'm thinking like, every time I book flights, I go to think about luggage. I have a carry-on luggage. Now, the reason I always fly with Delta is because Delta gives you 1 carry-on bag for free, okay? Now, if you take a direct flight, you don't have to worry about, you know what? It wasn't. Was it direct? I don't know if it was direct. I think it was, but I never seen a Delta flight. It was somebody that offered a flight there. So I don't know how that worked. But anywho, the flight from just booking from Atlanta to Bahamas, it was $600 and some. And then you had to calculate in baggage, right? Because yeah. I flew Delta going down so I could get my Sky Miles, but then I had to get on Bahamas Air to go to Bahamas from Fort Lauderdale and come from Bahamas to Fort Lauderdale. And then I came JetBlue back because Delta rates was, like, extremely high coming back, you know, at night. So I was like, forget it. So I had to do a round-trip flight from Atlanta to Fort Lauderdale, right? That saved me a lot of money. So basically, you just have to go from one terminal to the next terminal. Fort Lauderdale Airport is crazy small, so it's not hard to do, right? So I did a round-trip flight from Fort Lauderdale, from Atlanta to Fort Lauderdale. And then I did a round-trip flight from Fort Lauderdale to the Bahamas, right? And so that that saved me crazy money on my flight. I still came out cheaper than the, you know, going that way because you still have to pay for baggage. So with Bahamas Air, you can do a carry-on with Bahamas Air, actually. And I didn't know that until then. But you can do a carry-on. You're on, like, seaplanes. So it's like, you know, rows of two seats on each side. And so they'll give you a carry-on for free. And the only thing I had to pay for is my luggage with JetBlue because they don't allow you to carry on if you are not, like, a JetBlue member or something like that. So I got away with that. I only had to pay for luggage one time, and that's coming from Fort Lauderdale to Atlanta. And there you go. There's your trip. So always find, like, a major point to where you can do, like, a round trip from where you are to that major point and then from that point to your destination. And sometimes it takes some time, but me knowing that Fort Lauderdale is a big destination because, of course, in South Florida, it's all Haitian, Bahamian, Cuban, you know, it's yeah, all of the Caribbean people.
Everybody flying, yeah, yeah, exactly. Everybody flying into Fort Lauderdale.
Yep. That's what we did for that, and it saved me money. I did have a layover, but they weren't big. It was just mainly, like, focusing on getting from one terminal to the next terminal so you don't miss a flight. And even if I would have did a straight flight, I still would have had a layover. They had so many flights grounded. It's a lot of flights being grounded right now. The air quality, they started with this air quality situation in New York, and then it spewed over to Chicago just a couple of
Cleveland.
Days ago.
People in Cleveland were talking about it.
Yeah, they were saying that the air quality was messed up due to the wildfires in Canada, but technically that wasn't what it was. BP actually had a gas spill, and that was the reason that the air quality was messed up, even all the way down here. Our index was 152, which was well above 100. So we had all of the warnings. You could see the patches in the sky. It was horrible for days here. So with that, you have planes that are being grounded. With storms, you got planes that's being grounded. So be careful because the travel is crazy right now. And it's a storm that's, like, going up through the Midwest right now. So, you know, praying that your wife have, you know, a good time and safe return back up to New York. So,
yeah. Thank you for that.
He was like, I'll take a delay of a day or two.
cool, you know how I do. So, yeah. So,
I missed you. Though. I was like, I miss Mo.
Yeah, you know, it's the feeling is mutual.
People.
I was like, yo, you know, my therapy session, you know what I'm saying? So I gotta, you know, I'm glad that we getting back. You know what I'm saying? I gotta, you know, I'll be having to talk it out, you know what I'm saying? So that was your trip. So, you know, this is the catch up show. We just catch it up on some things. So I guess, you know what I'm saying, because usually this would be like the spiritual show, but I know, you know, a lot of things are in flux, you know, these past 2 weeks, as you just alluded to. What I would have been, the spiritual would have been, it would have been this week because the world famous chopper would have been a week before. So, you know, so with that, I guess we can kind of get into some just some topics, you know.
What's been going on? Because it's been a lot of shit going on, okay?
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, I've been paying attention, and I'm just like,
okay, well,
wowzer.
Well, let me do that, because I love it when you got topics. So I got a few things, but I'm going to keep that in my pocket. Let me just see what you was tripping on. So, you know, Black, it's been 2 weeks, and you know what I'm saying? I know you was kicking it in the Bahamas, you know what I'm saying, big time in it. But when you did get a little bit of downtime and you was, you know, maybe in your hotel room or whatever the case may be, on your phone, you know, what you was tripping on. So let's talk about it.
Oh, man. These folks are absolutely batshit crazy right now. So the distraction of the submarine is absolutely hilarious to me that...
Oh, okay. I'm going to come back with some stuff with that, too. But go ahead. You go first.
It was absolutely hilarious to me how so many of our people was just so intrigued and interested in the submarine, but it didn't go the way that they thought it would go, because it was more people picking at these people than anything, right? Which is the funniest thing ever. Like, this person's a billionaire. They really don't give a shit about you. Like, all that. These people, do you know that your ancestors is at the bottom of this ocean? You know what I'm saying?
Like,
come on. Like, you know, I don't care about
I'm gonna give you my take on the water.
I don't care about any white person that freely goes in the water and loses their life, because our ancestors didn't go in that water freely. And, you know, they didn't have oxygen and all of the fancy stuff. So, you know, I mean, hey, it is what it is. That was a decision that you chose, so obviously it was your time. So I was tripping on that, but when I say that was a distraction for multiple things, right? There's a lot of things that's been going on in the government here in America, and a lot of people don't know that, right? Mm. So Biden and his administration accidentally had over 6.4 million dollars, or is it a million or billion? I think million dollars set aside extra for Ukraine, okay? And said, oh, well, they still have to apply for it and da-da-da. Well, because the Republicans were trying to stop them from, you know, putting so much money in there, they automatically accidentally wrote it in the bill so that if anything ever came up, this money is already set aside and allotted, right? And so they said it was a clerical error that the money is there, okay? So they didn't take the money back. It's still sitting there. So I'm sitting here and I'm like, what in the fuck? Like, what is going on, right? Then you turn around and you see that, you know, they indicted Trump again. So they're going so hard at Trump and they're making it media news, but they're not covering Biden's son, right? And so you know who owns the media at what time. So they're not covering all of the BS that's going on with Biden's son, but while they're trying to shame Trump, something else happened with the Biden administration. It's like God don't like ugly, right? And so your president, he was up there mumbling, trying to do an interview, and mumbled, you know, yeah, I sold classified documents to people that I wasn't supposed to. Like, this guy is fucking a whole nutcase. So now they're worried because the House has passed the vote to has voted to start the investigation to impeach Biden. And so they're not talking about that. The vote was that they voted to open the investigation to impeach Biden. And so this is what's going on. And a lot of people don't know that because they have all of this bullshit in your face. But, you know, that's a win. You know what I'm saying? Because start somewhere. Yeah. They're working so hard so that Trump does not get in the office that it's absolutely batshit crazy. And I just feel like, you know, the people love Trump so much that he's still going to be able to run. You know, they're trying to tarnish him in every way that they can, but I just still feel like Trump 2024, he still will be able to run. Now people are starting to see when their money is affected that Trump wasn't the problem. Like, you listen to the media, and the media has ran you astray, has ran you amok, because now you're not getting no money, and you got this man here taking everybody money to do what he want to do, but in actuality, he's really just trying to cater to a relationship that he had with Ukraine, which is absolutely batshit crazy. So the Supreme Court just closed their 9-month session, as they do every year, and there were some very interesting things that are being pointed out as of right now. Okay, and I say as of right now because I'm sure that people, once people get over this culture shock, they will start talking about other things. But there's two things that stood out the absolute most. And I can't say one of them specifically. I'm happy, you know. And I'm going to bring this up because we've talked about this on this show, and I told you, Mo, that this was going to happen.
What's up?
The Supreme Court has ruled that it is not discrimination for a company to not hire someone from the LGBTQ community. So now they don't have to hire you, okay? Now, I told you guys before, I'm like, this shit is getting old, right? Them pushing this agenda on everybody and changing, you know, listen, here's the thing. And I love you for whoever you are and whatever you choose, right? But you have people in their religious beliefs. And you can't say that you respect someone's religious beliefs and you cannot discriminate on someone based upon their religious beliefs, but then turn around and say, F your religious beliefs, you got to hire somebody that's gay, or you got to hire somebody that's trans, or you got to hire somebody like this when it goes against your religious beliefs. I am absolutely happy that they did that because it's like this thing is it's being pushed on such a lower level. And it's being put out in everybody's face. And then when you think about, you know, they're like, we just got slapped in the face. Here's why you got slapped in the face, because you guys are doing too much. You can't make a person like you. It's okay for you to talk shit about somebody else, but when somebody talks shit about you, they homophobe, they this, they that. You can't do this, right? It became too much. So this is why you didn't have this energy before, because it was just too much to begin with. It was too much to even... to start, to end, or anything. You can take the moment and get a whole nother pack after I do this radio show. That shit's strong. It was just too much to begin with, right? And so I'm happy that for that bill. As a business owner, I'm happy. Not to say, and here's why, like, hands down. You know, my business is predicated to giving back, you know what I'm saying, to people. But I have children, and there's certain shit that I don't want in front of my children. Period.com. You live your life, but the thing is, when we say let a child stay in a child's place, you can't tell me to let my child stay in their place when you're trying to be in every place that my child trying to be in. Something ain't working.
No. Yeah, come on.
What
man,
people fail
kids,
to realize
man.
Is that it's like we're born like this. You fail to realize that this is a vaccinated agenda, that everybody was not born like this, but you feel as though you were born like this because of the shots that were put in your body from 2 weeks old. You feel as though there's nothing that you can do to change that, but this shit is an agenda that was based, or that was pushed on the Gen Z people. And then it's what it is, right? Ready, y'all get it? You don't get it. It's what it is. So when you think you were born that way, no, unfortunately, they played with y'all. That's why my children don't do vaccinations. But so that's one bill that I'm excited that they passed because she was being
I didn't know that.
You know, if somebody want to hire you, then great. You got to think, Chick-fil-A was a Christian company, right? And Chick-fil-A had to end up hiring, you know, these type of people because, of course, it was the law, right? Just as well as the mandates for vaccinations and things like that. Like, this Biden administration really messed up America in such a major way. And it started with the Obama administration, right? And they tried to keep Trump so busy that he couldn't undo the agenda that they had going on. But there's some really sick, funky-ass white people behind closed doors that feel like this is okay. They feel like destruction is great, right? World destruction, one world order. And this is what they're doing. So I'm fucking happy. Right. I'm so happy about that because people, since your business that you work for, you have the right to choose who you want to work for that. So that was something that was huge. People, yeah, like, and it's not really saying, like, you know, people don't like you, but that's your personal business. keep your personal business personal. When you come to my business, I don't want that shit. I want to pay you because you need to eat too. But I don't want all of that shit, you know what I'm saying, distracting the people that I deal with. I deal with religious people on all different levels, right? So, great. The second one was that in two places, they knocked out, it was two schools, Harvard and University of North Carolina. They took away the affirmative action. And so for people that don't know, affirmative action is a bill that requires them to, you know, take applications, you know, based on, you know, mixed color and, you know, so on and so forth to give, you know, to have a diverse, you know, campus so people can, you know, see so that, that there's no segregation. Now, if you ask me, right, I don't really care about the segregation. You know what I'm saying? You got people that don't know how, that won't know how to do it. Oh, you shouldn't be here. First of all, I really don't want to be nowhere that your bitch ass at. You understand me? I have chances to move to some very expensive places. And as I'm looking, you know, I'm like, I don't want to stay there. I don't even want to stay around those people. Like, I don't even want to, nothing about you, right? Nothing about somebody, right, that has made it, that's not my color, however you got this opportunity to be where you are, and really it's cheating because your interest rates by default are lower than mine just because of the color of your skin. You're gonna get paid more on your job just by the color of your skin. You're gonna get, you know what I'm saying? You're gonna get more opportunities just by the color of your skin. So you ain't working as hard for your shit as I do for mine. So you don't deserve to be where I am. You know what I'm saying? No matter where I am, whether I'm in the hood, whether I'm wherever. But I choose to be around my people. I'm not going to stay in the hood, but I choose to be around my people that understand the value of working hard to really get where you got to go. You know what I'm saying? So, boom. You got a lot of colleges that are scared now because they feel as though, you know, like the athletes and stuff like that, they feel as though, like, all of the black athletes and stuff like that are going to want to go to, like, black schools, so they're coming up with inclusive programs. But places like Harvard and the University of North Carolina, if these bitches don't want y'all at their school, talk to them. It's that fucking simple. Like, I don't see what the hype is about. Like, you know, I've been to college myself, but I'm also from Edenville, 1887, which is the first African-American town established by free slaves in 1887. And we just thought, our history was taught to us a little bit different than y'all, because guess what? If y'all don't want to stay, we don't want to go there. We're gonna create our fucking own. So I don't really see why so many of these people that felt as though you got a problem with this. I feel like you may have felt like you was better than somebody, or you felt as though, you know, you were being included in something because of, you know, oh, you were smart or something like that. No, you were a fucking. No, because there's a bill in place, they let you in their college, and that's what it is. If they don't want you there, don't go there. And that's simple. I live by that life now, and I live by that life with my children. I teach them that same shit. They don't want you there, don't go there. If that's with your own people, you know what I'm saying? Because there's plenty of them that's coming over here to get our money. It's plenty of them that want to. I live in a community where it's mixed. I got white neighbors, Mexican neighbors. I got black neighbors. I live in a very mixed area, and I love it, right? Ain't nobody fucked up. Ain't nobody, you know, thus far ain't had none of that shit. Got it's some, what they call it, Chinese or Vietnamese, whatever. You know, there's so many, you don't know what they are. But it's everybody in my neighborhood, right? And this is where I want to be at. When you feel like you make too much money, you got to be in this big old house that you really ain't work hard for it because your interest rate is dirt cheap by default, and it has nothing to do with your credit, but the whole point of the system is created to keep the black man down. This black man working way harder than you to get way further than you. You know what I'm saying? You cheating anyway. I don't want to be in that environment. Nigga, I don't want to be around a bunch of cheaters. So I just, I don't know. I don't really give a fuck about the affirmative action being shot down. It's almost like, you know, like the abortion bill, right? That's bullshit. Because the woman should be able to do what she wants to do, right? In hindsight, we human beings. But the flip side to this is that, you know, if you lay down and you create a child, you have the child. And if they made an exception to the rule based upon rape and da-da-da-da-da-da, you're going to have more people. Women lie all the time about it. Let's just be real. You know what I'm saying? They lie all the time about this. And Tupac said, like, well, when y'all going to start putting them in, you know, when they going to go to jail? What they doing? And then I'm a woman. So then if rape is the only way to get to an abortion, you're going to have so many people in jail that don't need to be in jail. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have so much police hours wasted, you know, chasing somebody false, right? And so when you want to talk about this country being built on the principles of Christianity, this country is very far away from Christianity, right? And there are some people that's fighting to put this thing back together, right? And if you are built on Christian principles, Christianity, abortions are not allowed. Even if you fought, right, abortions are not allowed. Like, so, I mean, whatever you follow, right? And now if your baby has a medical condition that can be seen, then by all means, do what you got to do, but keep in mind that children with disabilities are Obatala's creations. So, you know what I'm saying? People, everybody want to feel the way, but I don't see anything wrong with that. As I tell my children, if you want to go to college, you can, but I'm not selling you this punk-ass dream. That's a white man's dream. That's not my black boy's dream. What I want my black boys to do is be entrepreneurs, and you can definitely be entrepreneurs without having to go to the white man's college. So, I don't know. That's my view. What you think?
Ooh, all right. Well, let me see here. You touched on a lot of different things. So, as far as what, the affirmative action thing, the abortion thing, which one do you want me to touch on?
Affirmative action thing.
So, the affirmative action. Okay. So, that's a very, very interesting. I think at a point you definitely needed it, and sometimes – at a point you did, but now, because like I said, you know, I don't pay attention to the news, you know what I'm saying, unless I see it on Twitter or something like that. So I'm getting this news from you firsthand. So what you're saying is those two universities, the ones you mentioned with Harvard and North Carolina, they overturned affirmative action. So in those two universities, they don't have to practice affirmative action. Is that what you're saying?
So basically those two colleges, those two universities took it to the Supreme Court. So now
okay.
No one has to. You know what I'm saying? So now
none of the universities have to practice affirmative action.
Like they don't have to have so many black students on campus, and they don't have to have so many white students on campus, yada, yada.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know what? I mean, I think it was a point we definitely needed that, you know, affirmative action, like especially come out of the whole civil rights movement and stuff like that. But now, you know, everything's changing. So college, a lot of people, you know, and once again, I'm not against education, you know what I'm saying? I went to college and all that. But what I'm just trying to say is, you know, it's so expensive. And if you don't know exactly what you want to do, you know what I'm saying? It could be backwards, you know what I'm saying? You can come out being in so much debt. And now your credit is ruined and all this other stuff. So, you know, if you get a free ride or, you know, you have the means to pay for it, by all means, if you want to pursue your education, by all means, do it. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the right to go, to get a doctorate or something, to really, you know, get stamped or certified or whatever the case may be. But to your point, now it's so many different opportunities. I like what you said, you know, like if your boy's coming up, you know, if they want to go that route and, you know what I'm saying? If they you know, want to go to college route, then, you know, you'll support them. But if they want to be entrepreneurs and do it a different way, you know, then kudos to that as well. So, you know, I guess the point I'm trying to make is, I kind of agree with what you're saying now. Like, now that can give some other universities a chance to go because to come up. So, like, if these – people that's coming out of high school and stuff like that, and they're not getting into these universities. I think these black historic HBCUs, you know, those need to come back up. You know what I'm saying? As far as everything, you know, as far as, you know, academics and sports and all that, you know what I'm saying? So I think it's an opportunity for these other universities to get prominent alumni, you know what I'm saying, a new alumni that's, you know, maybe just not going to go to these other prominent universities. So I guess, you know, like, I'm kind of torn. Like, it doesn't really – I'm not going to take a hard stance either way, but, you know, I definitely feel how you feel. Like, if you're not wanted there or whatever, and it's another opportunity, I think you can kind of make ways somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? But, like I said, this whole college and education is totally switching up. You know what I'm saying? I'm seeing it from the sports, too. You know, like, on the sports front, you got the NIL deals where it's name, image, and likeness. So now if you go to this one university, now you can transfer and get paid and all this other stuff where you couldn't do that before. So, and then now, you know, with social media and the internet and how people are just making so much learning, you know, like YouTube and things of that nature, people just figuring out ways to, like, you know, teach themselves on how to do certain things so they're not relying on these universities and paying all this money to try to go. You know, it's just a new wave of technology now. So, you know, if you can just find your niche and kind of teach yourself, you know, a lot of these things. So, you know, the way a diploma used to help you out and certify you before, you know, a college diploma, you know, it seems like it doesn't hold that same weight as it once did. You know what I'm saying? It's just basically, you know, showing that you can do something and be, I guess, committed to something for 4 years to get that, you know, particular, you know, doctorate in that, you know, but now it's just different. So, you know, I guess I was kind of all over the place with that, but, you know, that's how I kind of feel on that. Now, when it comes to abortion, that's a whole nother thing.
No, you know, I was using that as an example. That's not really, like a topic, you know, but I was just speaking on some of the major things that they overturned. And then they said something about the student loans, like not forgiving the student loans that he said was going to be forgiven. Like I really need to go.
So backwards. He promised that and then couldn't deliver on that. So I just can't wait when it comes to the, leading up to the election and stuff like that, where, you know, when people are going to really put his feet to the fire on certain things that he promised that he couldn't deliver on, you know what I'm saying? I just can't look to, like, the debates and all that, because I just think, you know, it's just going to be, it's showing that he's been a whole sham since he's been president, you know what I'm saying? And then, like, to your point, you know, and I totally agree, they're just trying to triple up, you know, Trump every which way, because they see, everybody's starting to see what, you know, what we've been talking about for years now, you know what I'm saying, of how the media and everything is just making it such a big deal and trying to, especially to stop the black votes from going Trump, you know what I'm saying? They want to make him a racist and all this other stuff and that, and just, you know, put things out there to have people just go, you know, to throw them off course on what they really should be focusing on. You know what I'm saying? And that's just been – that's why I just stopped watching the news such, you know, a while ago. You know what I'm saying? Because I see the fraud in that. You know what I'm saying? So – but now I want to kind of spin it back to the first topic, the whole submarine situation. Because I'm not going to lie. You know what I'm saying? I was intrigued by that. You know, I've always been a science – type of person, so I, you know, exploration and stuff like that, you know, I've always been kind of like intrigued and amazed by that. So I'm going to give you my take. You know, I kind of talked about this a little bit on Reasonable Doubt last week, you know, me and my co-host Kev Herc over there. But basically, so here's my situation on that. Now, as far as, because I've been watching like YouTube stuff on that, and I've really been kind of like analyzing. Now, basically, I'm claustrophobic, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not about to be in those, you know, close-knit, tight, you know, quarters for that many hours and stuff like that. That's just not my thing, you know what I'm saying? But I do, you know, respect the exploration of it. Now, I still have to say this, too, because I did see, you know, and like I said, I returned to Facebook. I I kind of redid my page or whatever, so I'm kind of like, you know, peeking in every so often on Facebook just to see what the people are talking about. Mind you, you know, Black, I haven't been on Facebook in like 10 years, you know what I'm saying? So everything is kind of fresh to me, you know, being back on there. So, you know, I was just getting like a gauge on like, you know, certain topics that, you know, especially while we was off from the show the last 2 weeks. So one of the major topics with this whole, you know, submarine situation that happened in the Atlantic Ocean, you know, going to see the Titanic. So my point on that is this. First off, it was sad that, you know, these five people lost their lives, and that's a horrific way to die, to lose oxygen and basically just suffocate, knowing that you can't get out.
They said,
you know,
it imploded. That means like it blew up.
Blew up. Oh, okay, yeah. Well, that, whatever.
Blew
yeah,
in.
Yeah, so it blew in, you know, and so it just, you know, blew up underwater. You know what I'm saying? Any type of way, whether it blew up underwater because, you know, basically, you know what, you're going to burn to death until you drown or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Or if you suffocate, you know, any type of way, you know, I just really, you know, feel for that because that's a horrible way to die. I mean, I wouldn't wish that on nobody, but, you know, that is the risk that you take. So the one thing that I wanted, and this is real talk, so, you know, Black, I'm glad we back in the saddle, you know what I'm saying? We both riding shotgun, talking these topics to me, because, you know, nobody gives the people the real life like we do, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I always respect our show. So I'm going to say this, though. To all the, you know, to the people of my color that was making so many jokes and stuff about it, okay, yada, 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 but here's the thing that you got to realize. This is the same type of thinking that be getting us backwards and getting us, like, explored on instead of us being explorers. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm just trying to say is when it comes to certain things, and shout out to Kemetic, because to me those are the ultimate explorers. You know what I'm saying? I believe they've been all around the universe, you know what I'm saying, and left and came, you know, but we still, you know, got remnants of them, you know, in us. You know, as far as our melanin and stuff like that, if you really can just, you know, I guess manifest that and kind of, you know, not lose sight of the spiritual gifts that they gave us, that they're still here, you know what I'm saying, still with us, you know what I'm saying? So that's why, to me, you know, not to go off on a tangent, but I'm about to talk my ish a little bit. You know, I'm a Kemetic American African, you know what I'm saying? That's how I'm gonna say what I am. But anyway, I say all that to say this. So when it comes to exploration, you know, I respect it because Black, you just came from your trip to the Bahamas, and you were talking about, you know, flying and how you came back and forth, how you went to the airport and this, and, you know, round trip tickets before a lot of them and all that. You know, so all of that came with exploration. You know what I'm saying? Now, of course, if we go in ancient times, I believe nothing's new under the sun, you know, as far as, like, you know, air travel and stuff like that, however they were doing it back then. I'm not exactly sure, but they were doing it. You know what I'm saying? I fully believe.
Let me say this one thing, right, to put that out there. Just say one thing to what you're saying, right? And you're 100% right in reference to exploration. But there are certain things that we don't do. There's certain things that our ancestors don't want us to do. Like, it's a lake here in Georgia called Lake Lanier. Look it up. Lake Lanier,
yeah, I've heard about that.
was created on top of a black town. So guess what? Mm-hmm. Every year there's deaths, like, in there. They're like, okay, you're gonna really come and enjoy this lake, right? When you look at certain things like that, as our people, and they just be like, man, people just be dying out there. The ancestors aren't happy. You're not supposed to allow them to fuck over your ancestors and then still be in there trying to enjoy it and X, Y, and Z. Well, fuck it, that was the ancestors. That's why they take so many people's lives that go to that lake every fucking year. I know this year, I don't even think they had it open to swim. Do you understand me? This is how bad it is. You know what I'm saying at this point?
Yeah,
so I say that to say, even with the ocean, right, it's okay to explore. But listen, Baba Olokun is at the bottom of that ocean, right? And Baba Olokun has our ancestors, you know what I'm saying, back down there. Your ancestors don't want you discovering at the bottom of no goddamn ocean when they were thrown over at the bottom of the ocean with chains around their necks, wrists, and fucking feet with no fucking oxygen just to need to die. That's a horrible way to die. Anybody that's going down there, our ancestors is going to war. Now, the Americans go down there. Do you really think that these Americans don't have no issues going down there? They fucking do. Do you understand me? Why do you think even when the sirens, the mermaids, right, they're off the coast in Africa, when there was a sighting, these motherfuckers threw a bomb down there, right? Them punk-ass bitches ain't go down there. They detonated a bomb to go at the bottom of the motherfucking ocean. See, these white folks know what they're doing. But black folks, we don't know. So when you explore to the knowledge, explore to what you're doing, right? They detonated a bomb in the bottom of the ocean to kill the sirens, to kill the water people. That's what they did. That's what they did. So they still going after your people. No, you can explore. Just don't go where they done sent your ancestors at. That's all I'm saying. But it's for white people. Let them go.
Okay. All right. Well, look.
But go ahead.
Look, getting back. Yeah. All right. So getting back. So now, look, I'm a nerd out on this a little bit because I've always been fascinated with the whole Titanic story or whatever. It's just, I don't know. To me, it was just fascinating. But not like just, it's fascinating in all aspects to me. The tragic part. The opulence of it, you know what I'm saying? How it was just sort of rich, and then it freaking sinks and all that stuff. How it was just so big, and how they were, how this was about to be the next big thing as far as travel, you know what I'm saying, back and forth, and then how the technology, wasn't apparent to the way it is now with this big. Huge ship that was half the size of the Empire State Building, hits this iceberg that was under, that you couldn't see how big it was underneath the surface of the ocean. And so it cracked it, and then it, it sank, and that was over 100 years ago and stuff like that. So then the movie and everything. But now here's the thing that's very, very intriguing to me, right? So, So now, I do believe it's a curse or something there. You know what I'm saying? I think that's exactly what happened. So getting to your point, like, I'm not dismissing your point at all. You know what I'm saying? Because, of course, traveling back to the Atlantic Ocean with the whole slavery situation. But, I'm not going to keep harping on that. But we all know that's a thing, and that's how, a lot of black folks got over to this side of the world or whatever, even though, you can make the case that, we've been here before then and all that other stuff, but we do know it was a situation, business, where people were being herded like cattle, unfortunately, and all that, And it was like, I'm going to say it was like my people, because I'm a black man, I'm a black man in America, but I am an American African, Kematic. Anyway, so I say all that to say this, so not to take nothing away from that, because like I said, I get where you're coming from. But like I said, it was definitely like a curse or something there, because for them to go there and because now I was watching some of the coverage on this, like on YouTube or whatever. I don't fuck with the news, so I just do my own kind of reporting or whatever. But basically, this dude, the start of this company, I had his name jotted down, but let's see if I can find his name. But he started this thing called Ocean Gate. Yeah, Ocean Gate. And basically, so the dude started this business, basically this exploration business. He knows that Titanic is, have some allure to it. People just love the whole story of it. Like I said, me included, not to say that I would never take that plunge down there, because that's just, being claustrophobic, that's just too long to be in a tight-knit space, in my opinion. But I respect the people that have the balls to do it. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't do it, but, that's a risk that you take. So with that being the case, now, this was the fourth mission right? And this was the fatal mission because they went down there, like you just said, it imploded, and that's what that was that. But they had made three. This guy had made three other successful trips down there. So I watched this thing on YouTube. I forgot the guy's name, but he was an engineer. So he was just saying how the one guy had like cut some corners, you know, with his business or whatever. So basically, you know, this whole thing was pretty kind of high tech. They was losing some type of new kind of synthetic steel or something like that, or whatever the case may be. I'm paraphrasing it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not telling you exactly what it was, but it was something like new wave with it. But anyway, mm-hmm. The engineer was saying that the guy should have, like, it was only meant to go maybe two missions at the most before it should be retired. Like, even with, like, aircrafts, you know, jets and stuff like that. Once they have so many flights, you got to retire that, because even though it could probably, you know, go further and do maybe 500 or 1,000 more flights, once it gets to a certain, you know, these engineers, they test it. So once these airplanes have a certain amount of mileage on it, you know what I'm saying, they got to be retired. That's it. You know what I'm saying? They can't fly no more. So that same aspect should have been taken for this guy who, you know, started this business or whatever, the Ocean Gate guy, right? So basically, after two
but
trips,
greed didn't let it happen.
Yeah, so but greed didn't let it happen because basically he was charging. So the dude was saying like he was charging like $250,000 or whatever for this trip. That's why it was all wealthy people, because this is going to be the wave of the future now. Don't get it twisted. You know what I'm saying? That's why Elon Musk, shout out to Elon Musk and Twitter and all that, but Tesla, SpaceX is a real thing. You know what I'm saying? I see them on Twitter all the time. Tesla does every 3 months because that's going to be a business to go into space and eventually go to Mars and all this other stuff. So the dude, what's his name? Richard Branson owns Virgin Atlantic. He's the same thing. They got all these ocean, the dude from the owns Virgin Atlantic, he has his own ocean dive stuff too that he's doing. But here's the part that makes it really interesting, right? So this is why I was saying exploration, and I'm with it. Because basically, all right, so before I give you my main point, let me just say this. So where the dude messed up, like I said, the engineer that I was watching on YouTube was like, nah, this dude, he should have been charging like $1 million to go, but that's a lot. You know what I'm saying? So he was trying to get his weight up a little bit to be able to charge that. You know what I'm saying? So he was probably like, damn, I don't know if I'm going to get, you know, people that are going to want to ride this submarine for $1 million. So $250,000, I think that's my sweet spot. But he messed up, because if he would have been charging $1 million, then that would have been enough for him to turn a profit, retire the submarine and have a new one and kind of keep it flowing that way. But basically, you know what I'm saying, the third trip was successful. That fourth one, that was the deadly one because it imploded. Something went wrong. Now, here's the part about it, though, right? So the Titanic is right off the coast of, it's like kind of in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, but it's by a part of Canada called Newfoundland or whatever, right? That's where they left off when they went down there, right? So anyway, the point I'm trying to make is, so down deep in the bottom of the ocean, Atlantic Ocean, you know what I'm saying? It's like so many, I couldn't tell you how many miles or whatever it is, but it's very deep. But the interesting part about it, now remember, this is the Titanic. That's not even the deepest exploration. The dude James Cameron, right? The dude James Cameron, who actually directed the Titanic, he's a director. He directed the Titanic. He directed Avatar. He had this one movie called The Abyss that came out back in like the early 90s or late 80s. So this dude is a director, right? And he's also an oceanographer. This guy actually has the Guinness Book of World Records for the deepest dive. And that was in the Pacific Ocean, because the Pacific Ocean is actually deeper than Atlantic. So it's just wow. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, wow, who knew? Like, nobody even knew. I didn't know this. But this guy, that wasn't even the deepest part. You know what I'm saying? Like, if somebody actually went deeper than that. So I guess the point I'm just trying to get at, it's not going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I get the jokes because, like, you know, people are like, nah, I couldn't do that. Like, why are you doing that and all that? But that's that same thinking that's going to, you know, that's going to be the people that's going to get to Mars first and be the first to cultivate that and all that other stuff. So, you know, either you explore. But I'm just saying, either you explore, you get explored on. Because like I said, if you're not with that way of thinking, if somebody can come over
you
and...
No, because here's the thing. So the last piece of what you're not paying attention to, right? The man came forth and said the government has been collecting UFOs and all of this shit, right? Bodies, ships, and all of this. They're being discovered in the ocean. They're being discovered in the air. They're being discovered everywhere, right? And so there's these movies that these white folks be making. It's truth behind these movies, right? They put the truth in your face. This is what makes it so interesting, but they keep your mental at bay, right? So this is the thing. Like they were saying, you know, Bill Gates was shopping around COVID 25 years before it hit because of the, what is that, M2 gene? The M2 gene or the M3 gene? People are not falling for the same bullshit, right? Yeah. So when they have your brain locked down, but your conscious feels these movies because it's something in what you came from. This shit is all a fucking mental game. That's why Avatar was so big and I wanted to go see Avatar, but then I did not go to the movies because I'm like, 3 hours? I'm going to have to watch that baby at home. I'm waiting for it to come out on Amazon. But Avatar, the second Avatar, the first Avatar, it was lit, right? The white folks based on other people's face. They don't belong here, bro. This is not where they fucking belong. And that's the thing. They weren't on this land in America, right? They came to adjust. Why you think the folks can't go out
But here's my point, though. Because all right, so that great point. I'm glad you said what you just said. I'm just saying that. So because you just said they ain't supposed to be here or whatever, but because, you know, once again, I'm just trying to – because like I said, at the same time, I try to look at it from both angles. You know what I'm saying? And I've been experimenting with this way of thinking for quite some time now, and it just kind of – it shows me a different way. So I say that to say this. Like that same thinking, though, that's the reason why I'm just saying, they over here and everything is – quote unquote, when we talk about laws, these white man laws and all this other stuff, because, you know, when you take that initiative to explore first and then you put your flag down, you go. That's all I'm just trying to say is, you know what I'm saying?
But listen, well, as you said, growth, right? We've grown so much more, right? And the thing is, because when we talk about, I just shared this on my Facebook page, man. We're not tuning into before the Mayweather. You know, we're not tuning into the stuff that we really need to be tuning in that's making sense for us. Because these things are making way more sense than we even imagine. We're only territory back, and we're getting better. That's all. We're learning. We're adapting. We're getting better. We're moving different, so on and so forth. Now, this time we can move around. Now this time we can go and visit other places. So we do that. We don't have to do the shit that these people do because they're not even 100% human. That's almost saying like a gorilla watching a fish, a gorilla watching a shark go in and out, and the shark and the gorilla say, well, this shark going all the way to the bottom of that ocean, so let me go try. Everything ain't for everybody.
That's true. All I'm just saying is, you know, I got respect for that explorer mentality. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to say, you know, like it was a sad situation, and I could see how people could be like, hell no, I wouldn't do that, because I feel the same way. But at the same time, it takes, like, I can't wait to hear, you know, not to say, like when I was younger, right? I wanted to be an astronaut, you know what I'm saying? But then as I got older, I'm like, hell no, because I'm like, once I can, like, put two and two together, I'm like, that ain't what it's all cracked up to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, as a kid, you're looking like, oh, man, you're in this cool spaceship, and you're just exploring and all this other stuff. But then as you get older, you get wiser, you're like, oh, okay, but you are isolated, you know what I'm saying, for months at a time. You know, you just have to be in one place, in this isolated place, you know what I'm saying, for the longest time. If you get tired of being up there, you can't just, all right, I quit. No, you got to, you know, you got to wait a month or whatever before you can even come back down or whatever. That, and that's just like being in the space station or whatever, or being, you know, if you on a certain mission. So when it comes to like going to someplace like Mars, right? Like, cause I've really been studying this. It's gonna like, so right now, right? You can look this up, you can fact check it, right? Right now, NASA has a thing where they got, you know, I guess some astronauts or whatever to want to do this mission to possibly be one of the first people that they send to Mars, right? So someplace probably like in the Great Plains somewhere, like in Arizona, you know, that mission, or whatever they call Area 51, someplace around there where they do a lot of testing, or they say there's been a lot of aliens and all that type of activity. But anyway, long story short, there they have a simulated place somewhere in the Great Plain area, is a simulated place where it's like Mars. And they got people over there, astronauts, I think they just went in like last week. I saw it on Twitter on some feed, right? And they're going to stay in this isolated place for a whole year in this like cocoon that they've made to simulate Mars. So what I'm just trying to say is, so when it comes to exploring Mars, right, to get from planet Earth to Mars, it's going to take 3 months. And this is, you know what I'm saying, so you got to be in this particular spaceship for 3 months. That's the travel that it takes from here to get there. Then once you're there, now they got to set that up, and, you know, now you got to come in, you got to plan, and everything's got to be in a cocoon type of situation because, you know, we're human. So we, right now, you know, we haven't evolved to be in that type of environment. So you got to have your spacesuit on. That's why they got to have this, like, cocoon of an area so they can start to build cities or whatever. But it's going to be in a big biosphere, in a big cocoon, a big bubble, so to speak, because, you know, you can't go out into the Mars environment without the particular spacesuit on. So that's why they're doing it. So I say all that to say this. When I was a kid, I was like, oh, man, that would be cool. But now, hell no, I want to be up in space for 3 months, and if something goes wrong and it implodes, it's just a wrap. But what I'm just trying to say is it's going to – anytime you're doing something that's going to be different or doing something that's going to, like, really change the game – you're going to have some fuck-ups. You know what I'm saying? That's just life. That's just like practice. Practice makes perfect. So, you know, it's going to be some time. If you're experimenting, a lot of times you experiment with certain things, you're going to fuck up. But pretty soon, you're going to get the hang of it, and then it becomes like clockwork. So the reason why I brought up the whole airplane, aviation, now once again, this is stuff I learned in school or whatever. Take it for what you want it. I live in America, so, you know, of course, I was educated in America, so I'm giving you some of those views, but, you know, a lot of it, you take it what you want, but the Wright brothers, right, or whatever.
You know, you got white inside of you, too. You know, you got white in your lineage, so, you know, we got to keep in mind why Mo feel this way. Like, there's nothing wrong with him. He part white. I've learned to understand and overstand where you come from with your antics, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And why you see the things the way that a pure black person will not see them. So
yeah.
I just want to say that for the other pure black folks that's listening.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, listen,
I'm glad you're keeping it. I'm glad you're keeping it level. But all I was just trying to say is those times with the airplane or whatever, they fucked up. I don't know how many times. You're only going to hear about the part that was successful. But the old times that the shit flew and fucked up and shit fell apart until they finally got it right, until Black, where you 2 weeks ago was just in the Bahamas on an airplane. So that's what also I'm trying to say. So that's exploration. That's just what it is. And I just,
well, we all know, that's trial and error. We all know not to start nothing, not to jump on nothing as soon as it come out. You know what I'm saying? So
exactly,
just like me, I won't get on no fucking small plane. That's just not gonna happen. I'm not finna get on no small plane. I'm not finna get on no helicopter. There's certain things that I'm just not gonna do. Now, when I first started riding the plane, I was hella nervous and scared and all types of stuff. Now I ride it with no problem because I've done it so many times. You know what I'm saying? I've been riding planes for a while now. But when I first started, okay, it was nervousness. All I'm saying is certain things that you don't do. It's okay to explore. Go out in the ocean. I mean, not in the ocean. Go out in the woods and explore. You know, like naked and afraid. I love that shit. But when you talking about going down here where they have done harm to our ancestors, and you're like, well, it's okay. Let's go figure this shit out. Yeah, no, our ancestors ain't with it. You know, like our ancestors more gangster than us. You know, we just they knew that our ancestors was way more gangster than us, and they took all the tools, and that's why they still got us position that they have us in now, because they don't want us to realize how powerful
that we are. But I do think, you know, where that Titanic is, where it smoked, there's fire. There's a reason why that ship sailed and it can't, you know, and it it sunk to the bottom of the ocean. And then now, 100 years later, you know, this submarine, even though they had, you know, like I said, some successful missions, but this one became very known and, you know, became like a big-time story because, like I said, it was connected to the Titanic, so it was like some type of curse. And then another thing, too, the Bermuda Triangle. That's another one. Like, that's like a vortex there. You know what I'm saying? So it takes this, like, trial and error thing to kind of study to see what's on the other side of these things because, like, you know, just where you was right, the Bahamas or whatever, you go not too far, you're in the Bermuda Triangle, and if you ever, you know, research or do some research on that, you see so many planes and ships went through there and never came back, and they haven't been able to find it. So, you know, it's just this world is just, you know, it's just
well, I've heard of the Bermuda Triangle, and they were saying, like, don't go there. But you know what? I never knew where the hell the Bermuda Triangle was. Where you said it's at?
It's a triangle. So it's a triangle water from the tip of Florida to Bermuda to, and then it extends to, like, Dominican Republic, like Haiti, you know, island. So that like, it's like if you look at a map, if you take, it's like a triangle. So from like the tip of Florida, like Fort Lauderdale, to the island of Dominican Republic / Haiti, to Bermuda. So it's all there in the Caribbean. But if you're flying over there or ships over there, because of the it's like a lot of like magnetic energy that causes.
Mm-hmm.
They go over there, and now all of a sudden they lose the compass, and you know they don't know which way they're going in directions. And unlike how this thing imploded, and like I've been keeping track of what just happened, but they just brought it up and they were able to find it. The stuff in the Bermuda Triangle they haven't been able to find. It's like it's just a mystery. It just vanished. You know what I'm saying? You can go to the bottom. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's just deep. You know what I'm saying? So all I'm just trying to say is through exploration, that's how, you know, we figure these things out.
They know what's happening. They just trying to override that shit. That's our ancestors too, nigga. Shit. They know what the fuck going on.
Right? Yeah, how you gonna go down to the bottom and see, and, you know, they showing where the Titanic is, but we ain't seeing no bottom stuff of what, you know, the bottom of the Bermuda Triangle. But it could be like a whirlpool situation, could be like a wormhole situation where, like I said, the reason why these things have vanished because it's a dimension. Like you go there and all of a sudden it spits you out into a whole nother gear or time.
Like
or
a
whatever,
portal.
You know what I'm saying? A portal.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, it's fascinating stuff. So this is stuff, like I said, I can nerd out and talk about all day. You know what I'm saying? But so once again, you know, we got a couple of minutes left. So once again, this has been Real Adult Talk with SGMO Benz. We back at it, you know what I'm saying? So you know how we go, how we get down, you know what I'm saying, what we do, what we represent, what we all about. So we bring it to you live and direct.
Mo, I think we need
every...
to come with a spicy topic next week, man. Mo, we got to spice it up, man.
Yeah, we do. So look, let's put our heads together, you know what I'm saying, and come with something real juicy. For next week.
You give me the topic and then I'll tweak it. That's how we do it. You find the topic and I'll tweak it.
I'm going to come with some. All right, cool. All right, that's how we're going to do it and spice this thing up for next week. You know what I'm saying? So, all right. So, you know, once again, you know, definitely, you know, if you want to put a face with the voice, you know, definitely check me out on IG. That's MoBinns, M-O-B-I-N-N-S. Just keep it respectful as always. Definitely follow the Twitter page, Real Adult Talk, you know what I'm saying? We spell it T-A-W-K, you know, we put that country twang on it. And, yeah, man, so same time next week. And everybody be safe. Signing off. Peace, peace, peace.